When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the first hour of our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link on the upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And my goodness, it is the first Sunday of July, and 4th of July is right around the corner, and my goodness. I've been wondering all week, where am I? It's spectacularly, perfectly beautiful weather and perfect days every day. I mean, it has been bright blue skies and the perfect, you know, like 75 degree-ish temperature and cooling down in the evening and whoo. Except wait for day after tomorrow, that the temperatures are skyrocketing, so we'll have to be careful with our celebrations. But gosh, it's glorious outside. And speaking of glorious, with a big smile on his face and looking bright and cheery this morning, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. How can you not be smiling on a sunny Sunday such as today?
Yeah, it really is gorgeous. But, you know, I mean, tradition around here in the Pacific Northwest, I mean, usually 4th of July is not great weather.
No, and, historically pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to be one of those exceptional years of really spectacular weather. But, you know, it's been so beautiful this week. But the temperatures are, I think, aren't they really kind of skyrocketing? And we're going to be up in the mid-80s towards 90 degrees.
I'm seeing the highest at about 86. So, yeah, we'll get close to the 90 degrees. I don't think we'll get quite in there. Maybe in some areas you'll start to touch 90 degrees. But yeah, as far as like the hotter Seattle area, you're looking at around just the mid-80s.
Yeah, and then but they're saying like 90 on Wednesday or so. I know I think it's supposed to be a little warmer out here where I am. I'm closer
to the
Cascades.
Yeah, that's possible. Let me just put it up over to where you are. And it's loading in, and it says a high near 86 or 91 it's going to touch on Wednesday. So just after the 4th of July, depending on when it decides to, you know, make that increase.
Yeah, but I'm yep, I have 90 degrees on Wednesday, 88 on Thursday, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. So it's gonna be a little warm. So I think that everyone just needs to keep that in mind for Tuesday and the 4th, because the first thing that occurred to me is that I think there's gonna be a lot of sunburned people.
Very likely. I mean, all that sun out there, and it's, you know, I'm already getting tanned up too, and I don't think I'm really going out and making an effort to do that. So be careful out there. Wear some sunscreen. I know I was at a Mariners game, and I was thankful that a usher came around with sunscreen because I forgot to pack mine. And I know
Oh, really?
After that game, if I didn't put on that sunscreen, I would have had really red arms and a really red back of my neck.
Oh, yeah. It's those parts sometimes you don't think about. Mm-hmm. Like the back of your neck that get burned.
Or your ears.
I didn't realize that. You go to a Mariners game and they actually hand out sunscreen when
I
the sun's out?
I wouldn't count on it. It was the first experience I have had. I think we just happened to be in a section where the usher was kind enough or considerate enough to pack some sunscreen, and he went down the aisle and went through the rows and just had people say, you need sunscreen. They held out your hand, and he put in a little dab of sunscreen on your hand so you could rub it on your arms or neck.
Wow. Okay. So sounds like just a considerate usher did that himself. Oh,
I think
that
so.
Was
I've never seen that before.
Cool. Very cool. Okay, everybody, so you can't count on the considerate usher being everywhere where you are on the 4th of July, so be sure and put on and take your own sunscreen. But that's the first thing that popped out of me is I bet there'll be a lot of people getting a little too fried. But you also, you know, that means you need to pay attention to your animal friends, especially your dog friends if you take them with you, because dogs can get sunburned. And especially you want to pay attention to if you're on concrete surfaces, blacktops, you know, have the temperature of the pavement mm-hmm. with your dog friends. And of course, we did. Let's see, if you were with us the third Sunday of last month when Natasha was here, I did a whole section on preparing your animals for 4th of July and especially your dogs and teaching jolly routines and the things you got to think about. So I don't have time to go through all of it again today, but I will cover the important bases and some tips about, well, maybe you didn't hear that show or you didn't lay in and teach your jolly routine. How do you handle it if you didn't do that? So we'll talk about that. Today is, the first Sunday of the month. So that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, we'll check in with all of our regulars. We'll start with Meow Cat Rescue in this first hour. We'll talk to Help Animals India in the second hour. We'll chat with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in the third hour. And then I plan to get in current events and cover the all the stuff we need to be remember for 4th of July and our animal friends. That'll happen in the last part of the second hour. So we'll chat with Eileen at Help Animals India and about the last 15 minutes of the second hour. I'll go through that kind of stuff with you all so that lets you know what our schedule is today. And so Nathan, you've been doing good in the sun, and your Abby border collie. How does your dog do with fireworks and stuff?
Well, I thought you were going to ask about the sun, actually, but fireworks.
Oh, well, either sun and fireworks.
Well, with the sun, she loves the sun. You know, border collie always wants to be outside, loves to be in her backyard and run around and get the zoomies every now and then, and just run from end of the backyard to the other and.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, see all the dogs because we live in with the green belt behind the backyard. So she gets to see, you know, the dogs and go up to the fence and kind of perch up with her paws on the front end of the picket fence and just kind of watch them go by and smile and wave her tail, as we like to say.
All right. She
instead
waves
of
at everybody
wag.
With her tail.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cute.
But fireworks, on the other hand, are the complete opposite end of the spectrum as the backyard. She is very terrified. And I wouldn't say very terrified, just the extreme of some dogs. But when they go off, we had this kind of hallway downstairs, and it's no windows, kind of enclosed and dark. And that's like her safe space. And if a firework goes off, she'll retreat down there and where she feels safe, and she's not like cowering or shivering or shaking like crazy. She just, you know, wants to be in a safe place.
Okay, so now rolling through my hair is, do I dare ask?
We do jollies.
I was gonna say, have you laid in your jolly? You
yep,
guys,
we're
getting
set them
it up
going.
And laid in. Have you got your jolly routine all ready to go?
Yes, we do. We have our little treat bag ready. It's all good to go, and she loves those. And little.
You have a trigger phrase already associated.
Yes, we do. Oh boy.
Oh boy, something.
Oh boy, treats.
Okay, oh boy, treats is yours. Okay, oh boy, cheese is Robbie's. And I have to say, I was thinking that it's possible that we wouldn't have quite as loud and carrying on 4th of July day because it's a Tuesday rather than on a weekend. But then it occurred to me, well, gosh, you know, they might be doing fireworks all the way through the weekend. But I have to say, I have not in my travels this week, I did not see near as many fireworks stands all over the place as I have in years past. And I have to say, well, we're into Sunday of the weekend. I haven't heard much firework activity around here. And last year was the worst we ever had. And it just was, you know, nonstop, like dawn to way into the middle of the night last year. But I've heard just a few, you know, here and there. Yesterday was the first time. So I'm hoping for a quieter 4th of July. How about your neighborhood? Are anybody doing lots of fireworks around where you are yet?
Personally, I live in an unincorporated area, so we don't get all those city restrictions like Renton or Seattle or Tacoma or anything like that. So, you know, people, for the most part, they just blow off the stuff you might find at a typical fireworks stand. But there are some people that take it a step further and they'll go down to the reservations and get the big fireworks, you know, launch up into the air and make big explosions, big colorful explosions and loud noises. So there are some people that do that around our area. But when you're talking about the fireworks stands not being up, if you live in a Renton area, you're probably used to Jean Coulon Park having a big firework display off of there over Lake Washington. They'll set up a barge and then have a big fireworks show. Well, they're not doing that this year. It's closed. And normally that's always been a yearly tradition, with the exception of when everything was closed for the pandemic.
I just realized when I started talking about it, too, you know, normally I pretty much always stay home and, you know, real close on 4th of July to be with my animal friends and, you know, make sure it's fine. And of course, I live in the forest and trees and all of that. And I want to be around for, you know, just safety reasons and all that sort of stuff. I usually like to be inside and watch the fireworks on TV, you know, the local ones, you know, like it's usually around 10 o'clock. Gasworks Park is where we've had them. But I don't remember seeing any commercials or ads. Or here, are we having any local big firework display this year? Because I didn't hear about it.
Good question. I don't really look into that as much because I'm not the biggest fan of fireworks myself.
And there usually are radio commercials or a commercial on TV and the regular, you know, networks or something talking about the whatever 4th of July at Gasworks. But I just realized I don't remember hearing any promotion. That doesn't mean it's not happening, but I don't know. And Nathan's taking a look here. He's searching around to find out.
Looks like they will have one at Gasworks Park over Lake Union.
Okay.
Seattle's Lake Union has one. Bainbridge Island. There will be one in Bellevue and Downtown Park. Edmonds, Lacey, Kirkland, Mount Lake Terrace, Tacoma, Federal Way, and Snoqualmie all seem to have fireworks display for the 4th of July, at least in the greater Seattle area.
Okay. All right. So we will have the fireworks display at Gasworks Park. So often I can remember on 4th of July, you know, the weather's been so bad or it's been so cloudy or a little rainy, there'd be so much smoke in the clouds and stuff that you really couldn't see them all that well on TV. But there should be a spectacular display this year.
Kind of makes me think of that disaster of the New Year's at the Needle with all that smoke in the sky.
Well, that's usually the case. you know, like New Year's Eve and stuff, you know, when I have all that, that there's just so much smoke, you can't really see what's going on. And I don't know, maybe that's our message that, you know, we get reminded about the pollution and is it really worth doing this stuff or the side effects?
As far as wind goes, looking at Independence Day, a little bit stronger. I mean, still calm, nothing to be gusting, but it's saying about maybe winds between 6 and 11 miles per hour, which is the stronger of the winds throughout the week. So we might have a nice break that way as far as getting a clear, you know, visibility for fireworks with the smoke blowing out.
Well, now it's occurring to me, I'm thinking, but with the fireworks, something in my mind saying maybe we want a little wind because you want the smoke to blow away.
Uh-huh.
So you can see the fireworks.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
If there's
about.
No wind, then the smoke hangs out.
Yes.
And you can't see the fireworks. So don't we want a little bit of breeze to blow the smoke away?
Yeah, so that's what I mean when I said we get a break. It means we are fortunate with a windier, slightly windier day for
Okay, so that'll probably blow the smoke away.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. All right. I'm looking at the clock. We better stay on time because it is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday, and we have a schedule to keep to. So I do have some real fascinating follow up, Nathan, related to the birds and stuff. But we just don't have time to go into it now. I don't know that I'll get into it today. But so I'll just tease you, because you're probably going to have to wait till next week to find out. But, you know, I was so disappointed earlier in the year when I couldn't get my fuchsia baskets early enough to get the junco birds build. When I have my fuchsia baskets out early enough, they build a nest in my fuchsia baskets right next to my house. So that I have babies and I get to help them raise their babies. But the baskets didn't come into the nurseries this year soon enough. And so I missed the juncos. But I got to tell you, Nathan, I'm going to have babies anyway. I have new birds.
Ooh.
And I'll have to, I'm going to tell you about, I think it'll be next week before I can tell you, but birds that I've never seen before, I had never heard before, I'd never even recorded them on my Merlin app. And I think I know why they're here. But anyway, I have a new nest, 4 eggs. Now you can try to figure out what the heck could baby birds, what kind of birds could Martha have nesting under her eaves right next to her house? Well, I'll tell you about it sooner or later. Okay. Now, before we run on, we are going to officially start the show and then take care of our advertisers. And then we will have our first interview and talk to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. So started off, if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers for our animal friends and us human animals. And then we got a pile of affirmations that I do energize or spiritualize us up for the day and the week. So participating with me in this part of the show is completely optional. And you can say the prayers and the affirmations with me out loud. If you're so inclined, you can use them during the week as I do, or you can completely opt out. It's not like dancing. When we get on the love train, send the love and light all over the planet at 10 and 11, dancing's required, but this is optional. Okay, so here we go. I start off with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, Next is the group of affirmations that we do, all contributed by different members of the animal world family. And because they've been chosen each because they are so powerful and really change lives. So I know a lot of you do these affirmations daily, as I do. And you are welcome to say them out loud with me. I do them three times out loud, and or you can opt out. So this first one is one that we do for ourselves, and I'll tell you, it's very powerful. It does come from the spiritual directors of Ananda, and I found this life-changing for me. I hope it changes yours as well. Here we go, affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two, also very powerful. This one comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes gal. And Linda and her brother, Dr. Nils Rasmussen, will be in the studio with us next week, so be sure you're here for that. And here we go with affirmation number two, and we do this for all of us as an animal world family. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one is the affirmation. This comes from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. And when I use to keep myself in a state of health and well-being, and especially when I go out in the world, you might want to use it for that too. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, now this next one I use to keep myself and my animal friends aligning with the energies going on right now. And boy, is there a lot to adjust to. And anyway, this will help you with that. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. And I think I forgot to mention that one is contributed by Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, and feng shui and personal awareness coach. Alrighty, this last one is Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation, and this is the one that we use to send the love and light all over the planet and hopefully raise the vibration. It's certainly needed. So here we go three times with this. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All right. And then we conclude our ritual of affirmations with Dr. Nail's contribution. And to affirm all of this, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and ready to go. And we are going to begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends right after we take care of the most important part of our show. And that, of course, would be our advertisers, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. Meow Cat Rescue is up first, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, and she, of course, is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, and she can work with you in person at her office or remotely over the phone or Zoom or something along that line. Her office is in the old Rainier Brewery, the Intraspace facility. And the really important thing for you to know is that she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. You just have to be a new client and having... Her having worked with you on the radio doesn't count. So even if she's done treatments for you on the radio, she'll still give you a free in-person or remote introductory session. So it's Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And her number is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. 841-1992. And then we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. Now she's moved the Whispering Dragon Center into her home, and she's now in Shoreline. It's a fabulously easy location to get to, and easy parking, and the healing room, the sound room, is just phenomenal. And she's posted some great videos recently. The latest one was for the summer solstice, very recently last week, and a great sound healing video, which you can find on the Animal World Facebook page. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You could find that if you wanted to see the gong room and hear the gongs and see kind of how that works. And there's also on the Animal World Facebook page, I think it's also on the Whispering Dragon Center Facebook page. There's a picture. She's talking about acutonics classes and acutonics, the process of using acutonic forks on acupuncture points. And there's a picture of her doing it, and it's actually she's doing it on me. So if you want to see me on the table with forks, I go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You can scroll down a few, but I am there on the table, and Jude's working on me, so you can get an idea what that's all about. And you can check out Whispering Dragon. It's whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call if you'd like to schedule in person or remotely, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. 2836. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, all you gotta do, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. By the way, you can use that email address to email us while we're on the show too, if you wish, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, I think that covers all of the bases. And so, gosh, it is it's actually July 2nd. We're just starting out July, and we are all ready to go with our first interview. And that, of course, would be our wonderful Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing in this beautiful sunny weather we're having?
Oh, I'm loving the weather.
Yeah? Hasn't it been kind of like perfect, hasn't it?
It has been perfect. We were just talking about that yesterday. Yep.
Yeah, and too bad it won't stay, but I, you know, up in my neck of the woods, it's just been just glorious, you know, wonderful sunshine, a little bit of breeze, you know, around 75, cools off in the evening, you know, just absolutely lovely. But apparently that's changing for the 4th of July, so we're going to have to be a little careful with fireworks and stuff.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, how are your animal friends, and how do they do with the 4th of July and fireworks? I know you have a real cute little dog friend.
Yeah. We're really lucky because we have three cats and a dog, and they all do pretty well with the fireworks. And fireworks have been banned now here in Bothell where we live, so we're hoping that people will abide by that. And
yeah.
Be quiet. Yeah.
Well, I think maybe. Well, we'll just think good thoughts that people abide by the laws and recommendations. And I was talking to Nathan earlier in the show, and I just noticed this last weekend driving around, I didn't see near as many fireworks stands all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're doing less and less of that. I think
so too.
And that, of course, is, you know, all benefits our animal friends because I shared a couple of cute posts on Facebook. And the first one, I think, was a little puppy holding a sign that said, "Puppies against fireworks."
Yeah.
And they were very cute. And then there was another really cute one, an old black Labrador, I think, with a little gray hair sitting there and just with the most, the saddest kind of scared face, you know, look on his face. And the caption was something along the lines of, you know, please be considerate. Someone in your neighborhood is afraid of fireworks. And I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah.
But it is a real issue.
I love fireworks, said no dog ever.
Yep. Well, I have to say, if everyone's been listening here, and if you lay in your jolly routines, and you can literally change the way your dog feels about fireworks, and my dog Robbie thinks fireworks are great because they mean cheese, and so you know, if you got the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of almost anything. And I used to do even the same thing when I was down in Kirkland and I had horses in my backyard. When we would have our fireworks celebration as a family around the 4th, I didn't stay up with the family and celebrate with them. I had the big, you know, 50-pound bag of carrots, and I was out in my barn doing jolly routines with my horses. And every time the fireworks went off, you know, oh boy, carrots. Everybody got carrots. And I'll tell you, my horses thought fireworks were great. So if you have the right sales pitch, you can go a long way in keeping your animals a little more safe and calm. But you know what I'm hoping for, Marilyn, is that I know, because I've reported on it several times, but they have created soundless fireworks.
Oh.
And I think... I haven't seen any reports or any stories on it this year, but in previous years, I think it might be Italy that's doing it, and there might even be some restrictions that they're moving to soundless only fireworks, but I don't know, maybe some people just really enjoy the big loud sounds, but you know, it's the sound that is most disturbing to our animals, and if we could do the fireworks without the sound, at least it would be easier for our animals, and then maybe we can work at being better at not wanting to pollute the air with these things. But anyway, yeah. I'm hoping for soundless fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty. So, gosh, I think the first thing, well, let's, before, in case there's somebody tuning in that hasn't heard you before, give us a lowdown on Meow and what Meow Rescue is all about.
Meow is an animal rescue organization. We rescue dogs and cats. We're 501c3. We are located in Kirkland in the Houghton area, where we house cats and kittens. And dogs and puppies are in foster care. And we just celebrated our 25th year last year.
I was going to say, you've been doing this a long time. 25
yeah.
years has it been? And Animal yeah. World was there. We kicked off the launch when Meow opened and did a live broadcast to kick off the launch of Meow. So we have a long history together, but you don't just, even though the name is Meow, because you started out really as a cats only rescue, but you also, as you mentioned, do dogs and puppies. They just don't come to the shelter. They're in foster homes. And yeah. before we go into details, Marilyn, did you not have your big annual fundraising, Fine Wines and Felines? Wasn't that this last month?
We
just recently?
Did. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And so tell us, give us a lowdown. We need a report. Tell us about Fine Lines and Felines. How did it go?
Oh, it was great. It was at the Hub Ballroom.
And that's on the University of Washington campus, right?
Yeah. Yes. And attendance was definitely less than in past years, probably because of COVID concerns. But even though attendance was less, we raised more money than we ever have before.
Well, how wonderful. Now, was this the first year that you did an in-person event since COVID?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So you had to shut down doing the in-person Fine Wines and Felines throughout COVID. And so this was the first year in person again.
It was the first year in person, and I think everybody had such a good time because people saw each other that literally have not seen each other for 3 years.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, that sometimes is just so great to see people and actually be in person. And so you're saying attendance was lower than where it was before COVID?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It
okay. But, you know, it'll probably take a while to get people back in the swing of coming.
But
sounds like good news. You raised more money than ever, huh?
We did.
Boy, that's exciting.
It's very exciting because we are going to town on our spay neuter voucher program. And
tell us about that.
That is a program where anybody who has a cat or cats or dog or dogs that needs spayed or neutered, we will issue them a voucher for a free spay and neuter.
Wow, really? Anybody?
Yeah, no questions asked. And I know I was at the shelter the other day, and in one afternoon I issued 6 vouchers.
Marilyn, this is like huge. This could even be worthy of fireworks.
Well,
I mean,
this is the foundation
because what often stops people these days, we know how important spaying and neutering is. We know about the incredible overpopulation problem we have with dogs and cats. But the cost of veterinary medicine is just off the charts and has skyrocketed. And I almost pass out every time I hear how much vets are charging these days to spay and neuter cats and dogs. In Aunt Martha's humble opinion, it's absolutely ridiculous. But it's still what they're charging. And we're talking hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. So you're saying, for dogs or cats that need to be spayed and neutered, and someone, you know, and no questions asked, they can just contact Meow and you'll give them a voucher?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So how does the voucher work? Is there just certain places you can go to redeem them, or do all vets redeem them, or what's the deal?
Yeah, all cats are spayed up at Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project.
Ah, okay. Well, and of course, they're the experts. That's all they do.
Yeah, that's all they do. And, you know, it's not going to be an immediate appointment, but people call, we take their information, their pet's information, mm-hmm. and then Bonnie issues them a voucher, and then she coordinates with the Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project. And
so what about dogs? What do you do about them?
They have been going to Humane Society.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not talking, questionable procedures. You've got good places that are doing the spays and neuters.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a huge gift to anyone that needs help. And of course, it sounds like you just go on the honor system, and people that, you know, can afford it, we just assume that they don't come and ask for the vouchers, that hopefully the people that really need it are the ones that get them.
That's what we hope. And I know there's people out there that just want to do the right thing, but they just can't afford it.
Right,
so
exactly.
This is for them. This is for them and their pets.
Well, I'm so glad you brought it up, because I know about it, but I tend to forget about it, and we don't talk about that often. But that is such a huge service. To everyone in the community in helping with the overpopulation program. So you're saying a lot of the money that you raised at the Fine Wines and Felines goes to support this free spay and neuter voucher program.
Yeah, we have a couple of areas that really need the funds, and one of them is spay and neuter, which we just talked about, and the other one is our Mercy Fund. And our Mercy Fund is for unexpected things that come up, like, for example, a couple months ago, a cat came into us that he had very graphic injuries, and because of our Mercy Fund, we were able to get him into the emergency vet right away and get him the much-needed treatment. That it was life-saving treatment.
So are you saying, was this a cat that was turned over to you, or was this people that owned the cat and came to you for help?
No, it was a cat that was found in a parking lot.
So it was a rescue that wasn't seriously injured.
It was a rescue. Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. But that fund helps to pay for that kind of medical care rescues that are found that need it.
Yes.
Excellent.
So thankfully, we don't have to turn away things like that because of our Mercy Fund. So that's why we're so excited about the success of our auction.
Oh, well, I'm just delighted to hear, but I'm looking at the clock, and we need to take care of advertisers one more time before we're out of time this hour. So let's do that right now, and then as we continue, we'll talk to Marilyn about hours of operation. I think we have another day now, and so you're opening more, and we'll find out how the kitten and cat supply is and what's going on. So lots more details. Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead, so stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We are here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our NuPro supplements, and it's NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuPro supplements. Check them out at NuProSupplements.com. Great supps for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best vitamins, the NuPro Nuggets. Boy, do those cats love them. And great for attracting cats, too. And the dog supplements, the powder in the that you put in the food makes a wonderful gravy. Robbie's wild about it. And he gets the regular gold formula NuPro for skin and coat and so forth. And they have a joint formula as well. And I think even and Nathan and Abby gets it. And boy, our dogs sure love it. Check it out, NuProSupplements.com. And of course, you heard about me. If I'm not here, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends. And basically, I customize programs, teach people how to live with their dogs and solve all the problems really fast. And the good news is, you know, for months, I don't know, it might have even been years now that I don't talk about myself on the air because I'm usually so busy and booked up that it just takes a long time for me to be able to see you. But the good news is for y'all is that I'm all caught up and I am available. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. I'd love to chat with you about your dog friends and hear about what's going on, let you know if I can help or not. And I can get you scheduled pretty quickly. I have weekday and Saturday openings, lots available this month. So I hope to hear from you. So if you know of anybody, if you or anybody you know, problems with their dog friend, know that you can talk to me free over the phone. All you got to do is give me a call. I'd be delighted to chat with you. Now, don't call now. I'm on the radio. But after the show is just fine. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. We are in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Now, I was poking around and I can't, I don't know what I was looking at or read. It might have been current events and I was, I think, didn't you recently add another day of being open? Fridays now, huh?
Yeah, now we're open Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah, so this is great because speaking of, as we were talking about the pandemic earlier, not only did were you not able to do, you know, the annual fundraiser, Fine Wines and Felines, but you actually had to shut down the shelter for years, and everybody had to go into foster. And man, that but we're really starting to come out of all of that, and so dogs and puppies are still in foster, but that's always been the case. But now the cats have moved back into the shelter, and so only, I would imagine, the special needs or the kittens that are too young to be in the shelter are in their foster homes. You keep expanding the hours that people can come and meet the kitties and adopt. So tell us again the days and hours that people can come in.
Thursday through Sunday, we're open from... Well, Saturday it's 12:30 to 5, and the other three days is 1 to 5.
Ah, okay. So a little extra time on Saturdays. Do people have to make an appointment or anything, or can they just drop by these days?
People can drop by. They can make appointments if they would like to, or they can drop by, whatever is easiest for them.
And I think if people would like to preview and kind of know what you've got... cats, kittens, and stuff available for adoption right now. They can do that through the Meow website, right?
Right. They can go to our website, which is www.meowcatrescue.org, and click on Available Cats. Or they can pop over to our Facebook page, which is very alive and active. And we
is that Meow Cat Rescue on Facebook?
Yes.
All right. And so you can see cats available on the Facebook page as well?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. All right. So that's kind of great because you can kind of look through and see who's there. And if there's a cat in particular that people are interested in, can they call and they can call and make an appointment to come meet a particular cat, correct?
They can do that. They do first need to fill out an adoption application, which is then approved by two different people. Then we can make an appointment. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. So you can't just come in and grab kitties. You gotta pass the money. You know, you gotta qualify.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Which is a good thing. We want to make sure these kitties get forever homes and are going to be well cared for.
That's right.
So a lot of people are always interested in kittens, and there should be abundance of kittens right now. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, there's an abundance of kittens. We've got lots of kittens at the shelter, and we've got lots and lots of kittens in foster care. So the
so kind of remind us what the time frame is with kittens. If you get a pregnant mom or a litter of kittens and so forth, how long do they stay in foster?
Well, the kittens, everybody needs to stay in foster until they're spayed and neutered. And then once that happens, as space allows, they can come into the shelter. And we have a couple of free roaming rooms, and one of our free roaming rooms is dedicated just for kittens, and it's just bouncing with kittens right now. And then we've got another free roaming room for adults. And so, yeah, the youngest a kitten would ever be at our shelter would be about 3 months.
Right, because I think that there's an age or weight requirement that they have to reach before you can spay and neuter them.
Yeah, the vets that we use like them to be 3 pounds if possible before doing a surgery.
All right.
Which is about
and so then once they're spayed and neutered, then they can be put up for adoption, and that's when they come into the shelter. And it used to be a disappointment to me that you couldn't get the kittens when they're really, really young. But then over the years, what I've learned and having, you know, lots of my own cats and starting with very young kittens or older ones, I actually prefer to get a little older kitten because they have more experience with their litter and siblings and all of that. They're also... you know a little bit more about their personalities and so forth. So it's actually a good thing to get them a little older than very, very young. So I actually like that idea.
Well, interestingly, yesterday, all of our adoptions were adults. No kittens
really?
Were adopted, but it was all adults. So I think a lot
wow.
of people feel that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be able to kind of, you know, pick decide what age frame. I know a lot cats can be such incredible companions, especially for older people or, you know, people that have to, you know, have restrictions or need to stay home and that sort of thing. But many elderly people don't want to get a cat because they're afraid they'll outlive them. But that's the beauty of adopting seniors, you know, that aren't going to be here for 15 or 20 years. And so it can be wonderful matches can be made. And but so only adults yesterday, no kittens.
Yeah,
was
kind of
I think I remember a shocking, it was a surprising post. You might have posted it on Facebook, but it was a crate. I think there were 10 kittens in it. Did someone
11.
Bring you a crate full of 10 kittens?
It was 11 kittens, actually.
11 kittens, oh my.
Yeah, it was one of our awesome rescuers. She's working on a site where there's a gentleman who's living in a fifth wheel and with 18 kittens and 4 cats.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so this is just the start of it.
Well, bless your rescuers and bless the work that you do. Unfortunately, we've talked ourselves through this hour. So I just want to thank you, Marilyn, for all the great work that you and Meow Cat Rescue do. And folks, if you want to are interested in adopting a kitty or a kitten, puppy or dog, go to meowcatrescue.org and you can click on available cats or available dogs and check things out there. You can even go into the shelter today from 1 to 5. They're open, and the shelter's open now Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, 1 to 5 p.m., a little early on Saturday. They open at 12:30. And for anybody that can't get online, Marilyn, and they need to call you, what's Meow's phone number?
425-822-6369.
Alrighty, 425-822-6369. It's meowcatrescue.org. And if you've got it in your heart, make it a donation for all the kitties and dogs that need homes and this great spay and neuter voucher program. That's phenomenal. Anyway, Marilyn, thanks so much for chatting with us. And I look forward to talking to you again in August.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. You know, that brings us up to the top of the hour. And what time is that? It means it's time for the love train. So we are going to get our exercise in for the morning and get the juices flowing and get us energized up for the day and the week. And we do that by playing the love train. And guess what? Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join the love train. I'll cruise through and pick you up, and we'll just spread that love and light all over the world. It is so needed right now. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So I'm going to start with that right now. And then once we do our love training, it'll be time to head to India. Well, we're going to stay in Seattle, but Help Animals India will come up next. So here we go with energization prayer. O Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O Eternal Youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.